As always, it is great to have you on. Inside this hour, I am bringing you nothing but goodwill and happy vibes because we're celebrating Christmas. My playlist includes an awesome mix of my absolute favorite seasonal tunes from Cameroon, Nigeria, Cape Verde, the U.S., Benin, South Africa, Kenya, Mozambique, and the DRC. Now, popping in between the music, we've got devoted listeners, reporters, and music radio personalities like Bill O'Didi and David Vandy with their season's greetings. Drop the Needle challenges my VOA colleague Salim Solomon. Word on the Tweets brings you the latest weekly news in North American music. And my special in-house guest is Fiona Nandundu. Now, she comes on to wrap up the hour with a lively in-studio music listening session of Ugandan all-time favorite Christmas songs. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just kick back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out with Alex Mboye, here's Little Drummer Boy featuring the Genesis Choir.
Oluwa! Olaru! Olodumare!
Mboye and the Genesis Choir. Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa. We are at the top of the hour. We're going to listen next to Simi. Her song is called Christmas Something. Came out last year. But first this.
This is VOA's Mukbil Yabaro wishing you all a happy holidays and a festive time with your families.
Season's greetings. Heather Maxwell, this is Bill Odidi here in Nairobi. And 2023 has been another great year here on Music Time in Africa, reporting from Nairobi and Kenya and around East Africa. Very exciting developments we've seen throughout the year. And what's more, you came visiting after almost 7 years away. So that was so much fun reporting around Nairobi. Anyway, best wishes to you wherever you're listening to the show, around the continent, around Africa, and of course, love and blessings to you and your family and your loved ones, especially if you're able to see them physically, and if not, then you can see them virtually with all the technology around us these days. During the holidays, I am sure it will be very special, and I can't wait to be with you again in 2024. From me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bill. Great to hear from you. And yes, it was awesome in Nairobi. Can't wait to get back there again. All right, guys, we are now moving to the U.S. with two great Christmas songs. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande, followed by All I Want Is You by you-know-who, Mariah Carey.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't
Africa. Thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
I do.
Yes, all right. As we all know, that was Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. I hope you're getting in the Christmas spirit. Now, these next four songs are Christmas hymns. This first one is from Cameroon by the African Gospel Choir from 2007. It's called Avak Avak. It's version of Joy to the World. That was Avak Avak by the African Gospel Choir. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Hope you're enjoying the vibe. Okay, now, here is one of my all-time favorites at Christmas time. This one is by Angélique Kidjo. It's called Zam Vévédé, O Holy Night. If you've ever listened to my radio show on Christmas, I'm sure you've heard this song because I play it every year. It's from 1996.
Zan vevede doa mes ya meneva ma ubevi va gueme la gueme
Yeah. This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Hello, everybody. Hey, it's that time of the year again. It's the season, and it's Christmas. And I'm just stopping by to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a bright and prosperous New Year. And right here from Music Time in Africa, I'm David Vandy.
Okay, now this next tune I've also played almost every Christmas because it's just a classic. It's by the late Cesaria Evora from Cape Verde. She sings, "Today's Christmas, my brother, a night of joy and peace, the birthday of our brother, a day of celebration and harmony. Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Mary, bring us light, love, and happiness. Hallelujah, Son of David, happy holidays."
Natal, irmã, noite de paz e alegria, dia de nascimento de nosso irmão, dia de festa e harmonia. Hoje é Natal, irmão, noite de paz e alegria, dia de nascimento de nosso irmão, dia de festa e harmonia. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi, alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi, alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Hoje é Natal, irmão, noite de paz e alegria, dia de nascimento de nosso irmão, dia de festa e harmonia. Hoje é Natal, irmão, noite de paz e alegria, dia de nascimento de nosso irmão, dia de festa e harmonia. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi, alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi, alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Thank you.
nas na vida Deus me amou. Boas festas todo mundo. Merry Christmas to you. Bon année, bonne santé. Buenas na vida Deus me amou. Boas festas todo mundo.
Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi, alegria, boas festas para toda a família. Cristo Jesus, Filho de Deus e Maria, que trazem luz, amor e sabedoria. Oh, aleluia, aleluia, Filho de Davi.
Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm called Devian Hanga Arthur. I'm calling in from Rukunjiri, West Southwestern Uganda. I want to wish all the people who knows me, all my relatives, the friends, and everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I remain Devian Hanga Arthur from Chatoko, Rukunjiri, Southwestern Uganda.
Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. So we have one more song before we get to Drop the Needle and a special feature with Fiona Nandundu about popular Christmas music in Uganda. But first, we got to listen to Les Anges dans nos campagnes by the late Papa Wemba and French percussionist Mino Simiyu.
Les Anges dans nos campagnes ont tâtonné. L'hymne des cieux et l'écho de nos montagnes rédit ses chants mélodieux. Quel est l'objet de tout ce chant? Quel vainqueur, quelle conquête, yeah, ouais, mérite ce cri triomphant?
Was a Sukus version of Angels We Have Heard on High. Hey everyone, this is Music Time in Africa. We are about to go to Drop the Needle and the second half of the hour. But first,
Merry Christmas. It is the time of the season where we share gifts, where we enjoy ourselves, where we listen to music time in Africa to express yourself in more ways than one. My name is Peter Clotty. And of course, my colleague is right here and trying so hard to make me smile. But hey, it's Christmas. Thank you.
All right, and now it is time for Drop the Needle. I have in the studio with me right here in Washington, D.C., Salem Solomon. How are you doing?
Great to be here, Heather. So I'm so excited and nervous at the same time.
Oh, gosh. I see you have a few notes, but that's okay. That's okay. Here we go.
That means I did my homework.
All right, here's number one.
All right. I don't know if I'm saying the Tosa.
Close enough.
I don't speak it, but I know it means move out of the way, like make way.
Yes.
And it is by Brenda.
Yes.
Brenda Fassi.
From?
I mean, it's like South Africa.
Excellent. Wow. So, awesome. Here's number two.
You know, this has like a Middle Eastern touch to it, the beat and everything, but it's Wolof.
Yes.
It's Wolof. It's from Senegal. It's,
yes.
Dana. And what she's saying is that, you know, life is not for the lighthearted. It's, you got to be strong in life. Basically.
Wow, you really did listen to this radio show.
I did my homework.
I am so happy. That's wonderful. You're doing awesome. All right, here's number three.
You know, I still beat myself over this because they came to D.C. and I didn't get to see them.
All right, so two things here. Number one, you know who they are.
Yes.
And number two, you like them.
Yes. So this is Tina Ruen from Mali, the Sahel region of Mali. They're singing about the revolution, the Tuareg revolution there. I looked into what they're saying. It's about, like, freedom there. But it's... Tenareden.
Oh my gosh, Salem, you have done amazing. Thank you. This, you're the best in the last few weeks in terms of getting things correctly.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I would encourage anybody and everybody to listen to your show because even though I had surface level knowledge about these artists, the meaning, the, you know, you go into these things in these shows, and I think I would just. This is my PSA, basically. Public service announcement to anybody and everybody that listens to Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Salem. So we have about 1 minute where I would like to ask you, as I do with all my guests, to give us whatever you want, some information about yourself. Tell everyone what your specific job is here at the Voice of America.
My job is so exciting.
Okay.
Maybe because I love my job.
That's good.
I get to learn about every nook and cranny in the continent because of the stories that come out of the continent. Mm-hmm. And we cover 50 plus countries. My title here is senior editor. I work with, 10 language services, but 16 languages. Mm-hmm. So things that would be trapped in languages. So I help, I work with reporters on the ground and also here to make it accessible to everybody in English. And then so we could share within each other, mm-hmm. but then also outside of the division. And so we have cross-continental collaborations with when it comes to like China-Africa stories, mm-hmm. Russia-Africa stories, mm-hmm. like, you know, things that are not just within the continent, but geopolitics and things like that. So this is exciting.
Okay, good. Now, 2024, who do you want to either see on stage or... who do you want to hear from with a brand new either single or album?
Ooh, who do I want to see in 2024? I'm not really thinking that ahead in terms of music.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who do you just love that you want to see that you haven't seen yet? I would love to see the Malian artists if they come back.
Tinharawen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might as well I just listen to them right now.
Exactly. That's what so you're thinking about them.
You know, just right now.
All right.
There's so many great artists. I would like to see you on stage.
Well, you know, you might. You yeah. might. Actually, I have a concert in February. I'll tell you about it.
There you go.
All right, Salem, thank you so much for joining. You did awesome. You deserve a medal. Thank you very
and
much.
And all this, I thought I was going to use my cheat sheet, but I didn't
you
even get to
your phone. You got your phone there. We can't see if it's open.
It's not. You can see.
All right.
I'm actually proud of myself for remembering all of them.
You did wonderful. You should be.
Thank you.
Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets. The tweets are talking about Jonathan Majors, who was found guilty of two misdemeanor counts of harassment and assault on Monday. Following the verdict, Marvel Studios released a statement announcing that he will no longer be appearing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in any capacity. The news sparked a lot of discussion on social media, fans having their own opinions about who they think should step in as Kang the Conqueror. I'm seeing John David Washington and John Boyega as two possible replacements. However, Marvel has not made an announcement as to who or even if they plan to replace Majors. The tweets are also talking about Celine Dion. It is being reported that she has lost control of all her muscles. This is a symptom of stiff person's syndrome, something she's been dealing with all this year. It's a rare neurological disorder. According to her sister, Celine is currently living comfortably in Las Vegas while receiving treatments from doctors who specialize in the condition. For more information on these stories and others, I am online across social media platforms at VOA Lady DJ 1.
Okay, so as promised at the top of the hour, now I have my special guest, Fiona Nandudu. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Heather.
It's nice to have you in the studio.
It's always amazing to be able to come here with you.
Thank you. So let's get talking about Christmas, holiday, New Year music. She's got her hands up. Fiona is feeling the vibe.
I'm already in the Christmas mood.
All right, so I asked you, tell us where you're from and what you do here at VOA.
Oh, sure. I am Ugandan. I'm from Uganda, Eastern District. And I'm a radio producer with Swahili and Hausa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've been here at VOA in Washington for how long now?
On and off. I first came in 2016 on a professional exchange community solutions program.
Oh.
And then came back again in 2018 on another professional exchange at LASCO. And now,
You're here.
I'm here now as an employee.
That's great. Wow. So, you know, kudos to those exchange programs. And to you also for taking the effort, making the effort to join those, get on those.
Oh, wow.
Because that takes a lot of effort, doesn't it?
It does. And they say that it is the best and brightest leaders. Sometimes I wonder, am I the best? Am I the brightest? But hey, I am here.
That's right. You are here and you are bright. You've already played Drop the Needle and you aced it. I remember that when I was away.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yes, Skylar did that with you.
Skylar,
yeah,
yes.
You were great. So, all right, I asked you to get some music. So you let's play two of the songs you selected. The first one that I wanted us to play that of the samples that you sent is Jingle Bells.
Oh.
So tell us about this. Well, let's listen for a minute and then we'll come back.
Okay. I think they do.
Yes, but how come you love this song? This is by Boney M.
So that is Boney M. Is like a staple of Christmas music growing up in Uganda.
Boney M.
Oh, yes, was, and the whole Christmas album. And this is the funny thing. Apart from the Jingle Bell words, I don't really know what the...
You don't?
No, I don't know what else they're saying.
But... Like this part right here? All the fields we go, laughing all the way. So you can't actually sing those words. Oh, I know everyone.
You know the words?
Yeah. Well, this part. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what? Sing it out. I want to hear your voice.
Na, 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 na,
open sleigh. You don't know that? Oh, my gosh. Do you think other Ugandans also are in the same boat as you?
I bet you 70% of the Ugandans wouldn't know the words to this.
That is so funny. All right, let's listen to this. Hilarious. You know what's funny, Fiona? The second verse that we just listened to, that one is something that Boney M has invented because that's not part of the traditional verse.
Oh.
Yeah. So... I'm going to give you a pass on that one. You and all of you Ugandans listening, you all get a pass. But let's see if there's one more verse. If not, we're going to ride the rest of this song out. Okay, Fiona?
Okay.
Ooh, they changed key. Here we go. Okay. Jingle all the way.
It's more festive now, you know? But now I'm hearing, oh, how fun it is to
ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, that is really a fun song. It's a fun version. Let me just tell you, one horse open sleigh, that's all related to snow. So if you're in Uganda, you don't see snow, do you?
We don't.
You probably don't know what a sleigh is.
Listen, but we have watched a lot of, you know, Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. But it still doesn't make sense. You know?
Yeah.
It still
what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. A sleigh is open air. It's hooked onto the horse. The horse runs, and it goes through the snow. And you're on the back with your hot chocolate. It's cold out.
You're making it feel very nostalgic.
All right, so, hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I'm with Fiona Nandundu, and we are just having fun at this holiday season listening to a couple songs that she remembers and loves from growing up in Uganda, and that we're pretty sure most Ugandans listening, and hopefully other East Africans, are going to really, really love, too. So the second one we picked out, do you remember which one it was?
It should be Bongole Lutaya. Was
yes.
It the Christmas song?
It was...
Mary.
Oh, this
yes.
One.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, we're going to listen to it, and then we'll get back.
Dun, 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 dun.
We'll get back to you. So tell us about this song. It's in what language? What is he saying?
It is Philly Lutaya. Philly Bongole Lutaya was a Muganda from the central region.
Mm-hmm.
And are you even Ugandan if you did not know Bongole Lutaya?
Mm-hmm.
He was such an icon. His music is still very stable and, you know, generally in the Christmas period.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what Katujaguze means, let's celebrate.
Okay.
And it's ideally talking about God's son being born, and that is there is cause for celebration. Get up, sing, dance, rejoice. I believe it's a Bible verse. I don't remember very well my religion. Sorry, family. But I believe it should be A Bible verse that was taken out.
All right, let's listen to more and then we'll come back because I want to hear about the artist himself. So this is Fili Bongole Lutaya. So he has passed away. He's been gone for a long time. But tell us why he's so important and a little bit about why Ugandans really treasure him.
Yeah. So he died in 89, and he died of AIDS. Mm-hmm. And apart from him being very talented. Well, he has other songs, other albums aside from the Christmas.
Yeah, he was quite prolific, I see.
Oh, yes, he was, and not just in Uganda, in Europe also. Mm-hmm. He would sell out stadiums and stuff like that.
I see that. He had Merry Christmas album in 87, yes. Alone in 88. Mm-hmm. Alone If, something else, another one in 85, Born in Africa, 86. He also won in 2004 a Lifetime Achievement Award at Pearl of Africa Awards.
Oh, yeah, that was after Yeah, so I believe Alone and Frightened was among his last albums because in the 70s, that when the AIDS scourge was sweeping Africa, and I'll speak specifically for Uganda, there was a lot of denial, stigma that was associated, and miseducation generally. Mm-hmm. So Lutaya, Bongole Lutaya was, I want to say, he was the first public figure to come out publicly and declare that he had HIV. And of course, in the beginning, it was a lot of people thought, oh, it's just a stunt,
publicity ploy.
But then he was very open about his journey, and as time came, people saw him, his health degenerating. Mm-hmm. They realized, oh, it is actually.
I see.
And it helped a lot more people come up. And if you look at the campaign, the AIDS, you know, to try and mitigate AIDS, HIV and AIDS in Uganda. It really took root, I would say, from there.
From his music.
From him as a person, and he used music, the fact that he was well known. And,
yeah. Okay. So, let's listen to the rest of this song. We don't want to end on too sad of a note.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy he did it. We love his music. It's the holidays.
It is.
Here we go. All right, so that was, well, we have our guest here. Why don't you say this person and the one before, what did we just listen to, Fiona?
Oh, yeah, so we just listened just right now to Fili Bongole Lutaya, a Ugandan musician, And then before that, we did have the Boney M band. Mm-hmm. It was a band, I believe.
It was a four-piece choral group. And they were all based in the UK, but they all had backgrounds of the islands from, you know, the Caribbean islands.
Oh, look at that.
Jamaica. I know.
and I think I was telling you earlier, and I'm ashamed to say, maybe a little bit. It's only today that I learned that they were actually not you know, Northern American origin.
Oh, so you thought they were American?
I guess.
You think everybody, you just assumed it.
Growing up, I think everyone who sang English.
Yeah, thought it was American. Well, I like that. That makes us feel good as Americans. Like, we're so important that anything in English... Oh, gosh, those Brits that are listening right now are like, what?
I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Fiona, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for driving me back home, growing up home and Christmas.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and Happy New Year.
All right, and now for the last song of the hour, here's Little Drummer Boy by TTS Ensemble from Kenya.
A newborn king to see, pa-da-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gift we bring, pa-da-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-da-pa-pum-pum. 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 Everyone, the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the daughters and sons, they all bought the king some chains and rings. The only thing I could bring him was my drums, so I had to perform. I had to go hard and it had to be done. I gave it my all, I played through the night and we danced till we all saw the sun. Bro, no cap at the show, the king had a glow. He loved it a lot, like Mary loved Joe. But up for fun, we just only begun. So until it's done, it's just me and my drum.
And with Little Drummer Boy, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And also a very special thank you to Fiona Nandundu for her special contribution about Christmas music in Uganda. Salim Solomon for playing Drop the Needle. And also to our contributors with their special Christmas and holiday greetings. I wish you all a wonderful weekend and week. May it be full of peace and joy and blessings as you celebrate the holiday season, however you do. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voaafrica.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.